Iran violates uranium enrichment limit, threatens to hit dangerous 20% level. By John Hayward on July 8, 2019. Iran announced a major violation of the nuclear deal on Monday by surpassing its 3.67% enrichment limit for uranium and threatened to proceed to the dangerous 20% level, which would put Tehran only a small step away from producing weapons-grade nuclear material. Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, AEOI, spokesman Behrouz Kamalvandi simultaneously portrayed the new enrichment step as something Iran suddenly noticed it needed to do to fuel its peacetime nuclear power plants and as the second step in Iran's plan to intimidate Europe into rescuing it from U.S. sanctions, as quoted by Iran's state-run Tasnim news agency. The current level of uranium enrichment is fulfilling Iran's demands for fuel necessary for running the reactors of nuclear power plants, Kamalvandi noted, adding that Tehran could easily produce 20% enriched fuel whenever it wants to. As regards other plans that Iran could carry out in the third step to scale down its JCPOA undertakings, Kamalvandi pointed to the possible employment of IR-2 and IR-2M centrifuge machines or a rise in the number of active centrifuges. There are a lot of options for the next step in reducing the JCPOA commitments, but their implementation should be economically and technically feasible, the spokesman added. Kamalvandi also made it clear that the level of uranium enrichment in Iran has surpassed the 3.67% limit. Kamalvandi said his organization is ready to execute an upward-trending uranium enrichment if ordered to do so by top officials in Tehran. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani made it clear the new level of uranium enrichment was a warning to Europe and promised Iran has the capability to increase it to any amount that we need. If the remaining countries in the deal, especially the Europeans, do not fulfill their commitments seriously, and not do anything more than talk, Iran's third step will be harder, more steadfast and somehow stunning, promised Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi, referring to a new deadline Iran has set for European action on September 5. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif continued to push Tehran's line that violating the nuclear deal is necessary to save it. Today, Iran is taking its second round of remedial steps under Para 36 of the JCPOA, Zarif announced on Sunday. We reserve the right to continue to exercise legal remedies within JCPOA to protect our interests in the face of U.S. economic terrorism. All such steps are reversible only through E3 compliance, he insisted. E3 refers to the European participants in the nuclear deal. Zarif argued the Europeans should at minimum politically support Iran's remedial measures as an effort to counter U.S. unilateralism. European and United Nations officials scrambled to minimize the severity of Iran's transgressions on Monday. Former International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Inspector Robert Kelly told AFP that Iran's move toward 5% uranium enrichment is insignificant and meant as a poke in Trump's eye. Another former IAEA official, Ali Hynanim, said Iran's latest moves are certainly not a matter of great concern because they theoretically lack the capability to produce a large enough quantity of highly enriched uranium to create a serious nuclear weapons threat. However, Iranian officials claim they can swiftly increase their production capacity by 400% or more. The United Kingdom on Sunday warned Iran to immediately stop and reverse all activities, while Germany declared itself extremely concerned by Iran's enrichment surge. The European Union is also extremely concerned and may call an emergency meeting this week to discuss Iran's announcement.